A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Kuf Yud Zayin, Psachim 117, pagination, page 233. Our topic today is Hallel, the joyful expression, thanking Hashem for salvation. Let's start from 12 lines from the top. The first words on the line are Didei Adidei, and then we begin. Domer Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, Ba'asarim ha'moros shal shevach ne'amar sefer Tehillim. Tehillim, which is actually a very sophisticated sefer of many, many different angles. There are things that David codified regarding request. There are things that David codified regarding thanksgiving. There are things of great communication and advice. But the Gemara is quantifying right now that in terms of Shavach, praise, there are 10 different statements, 10 different types of praise that are used in the book of Tehillim. We mentioned on different occasions that just as Lamashal, for example, Eskimos have different words for snow because their life is snow, and Italians, again, Lamashal, as an example, have many different names for pasta because that's important to them. So Jews have many different ways to express themselves in thanksgiving and communication with Hashem. Now, the list over here of 10 statements, 10 different methods of expression, we're going to try to translate them with some insight, but I believe that our insight is really just the starting point to be aware of how sophisticated these wordings are. For example, Binitzuach with Lamanatzeach. Now, what is Nitzuach? So one approach, at least, is that Netzach means victory. Nitzuach would therefore mean something like a harmony, where each one, so to speak, is trying to be victorious over the other, but they've synchronized themselves so that the result is beautiful. Normally, when people try to be victorious over each other, so it's a fight. When it comes to music, though, being victorious over the other, when there's a conductor, when there's synchrony, so each one, in theory, is drowning out the other, but they're not. They're enhancing the other, and that's the power of Nitzuach. The second one is Nigun, music. Maskil, which would seem to come from the word Seichel, which is a high level of intent. Mizmar, which some Mefarshim say comes from the word zemer. Generally, mizmar is just translated as a psalm. Mizmar l'David Hashem roi lo echsar, a psalm of David, Hashem is my shepherd, I shall not want. 23, if you're looking for it. Mizmar, from the word zemer, to prune something. And this song is a well-pruned song. It was edited, as opposed to the next one, Shir, which is an overwhelming expression, spontaneous, often spontaneous. It was not pruned. It's unending. It's a sense of song that's ongoing. Next one is Be'ashrei. Ashrei, like Tehillim starts, fortunate is the one. Reb Shamshon Fal Hirsch observes that Ashrei also comes from Ashurav, one's footsteps, meaning you're on the right path. You're a lucky person. You're a fortunate person. You're going in the right way. Bitihila, with praise. Bitfila, which seemingly would be prayer. It's communication with Hashem. Rav Shamshon Fal Hirsch describes tefila as palel, to judge, to take a full assessment of things. It's interesting that Shiras Chana, in the beginning of the book of Shmuel, is described as Shiras Chana, the song of Chana, but it starts off with the word Tefillah. Behoda'a, with thanks, and Bahaluluka, praise Hashem. Gadol Mikulan, he says, is Haluluka. Shekolol Shem V'Shevach Bevas Achas, because it has the name of Hashem in the word itself. Halalu, and then Ka. The Gemara continues and tells us the origin of Hallel. Amar Rav Yehuda Mashmuel Shir Shebetorah, the Az Yashir that we find in Torah, Moshe V'Yisrael Amru B'Shasha Alu Min Hayam, that's from Moshe and Klal Yisrael when they came out of the sea at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting of the sea. The concluding moments of the Exodus. V'Hallel Zemi Amru, and who said Hallel, that text? Nevi'im Shebeneim Tiknu Lehem LeYisrael, the prophets among them legislated, they authored it, they codified it, if a difficult time, which we hope doesn't come, would ever come, when they're redeemed from that difficult time, here's the formula. You should recite it upon the redemption. Let's drop down in the wide lines about 13 lines. The first word on the line is Turgeman, and then we begin. L'David Mizmar. If in Tehillim you find David first and then the word Mizmar, so the Gemara says, Melamed Sheshor Salav Shechina V'Achakach Amar Shira. First he had the Shechina, the Ruach HaKodesh, the presence of mind to be connected. L'David. David, he was in place, and he was able to say a Mizmar. In contrast, if it says Mizmar LeDavid, the reverse order, so that infers that first you needed the Mizmar and then David was in the right positioning. Malamed Shamar Shira, first he had to say the Shira V'achakach Sharsa Alav Shechina, and then he was granted the presence of Hashem, the Ruach HaKodesh. L'lamedcha, this informs you that sometimes he had to use Shira in order to obtain that level. She'ena Shechina Shora lo mitach atzlus. Shechina does not rest on a person out of laziness. V'lo mitach atzlus, not out of sadness. V'lo mitach schok, and not from laughter, unbridled laughter, frivolous. V'lo mitach kalos rosh, lightheadedness, meaning as opposed to serenity. V'lo mitach dvarim b'teilim, and not from shooting the breeze. Ella, how do you obtain Ruach HaKodesh, Shechina, the presence of Hashem, that connection? Mitoch Dvar Simcha Shel Mitzvah, it results from the joy of a mitzvah. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ve'ata Kechuli Minagein, sometimes music is necessary to accomplish this. Elisha, when he was in a sour mood from something that he encountered, so in order to obtain the Ruach HaKodesh, so that he could help people, he told them, get me a musician, v'haya k'nagein ha-menagein, it will be as the musician plays, v'tehi olav yad Hashem, he will attain that level of closeness with Hashem, so that he will have the Ruach HaKodesh. Let's skip to the end of the blot, just to give us continuity in the Pesach Seder process. So on Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom, Masnisin in the middle of a line, Mazgu lo kos shlishi, at the conclusion of the meal, they would pour the third cup, Mevorach ha-mazono, and you say Birchas ha-mazon on that, Revi'i, and on the fourth cup, Gomer alav ha-halel, you complete the halel, Ve'omer alav Birchas ha-shir, and then there's an addition of Shira, of thanksgiving, that we recite on that at that fourth cup. Bein hakosos halalu, between the first cups, meaning between cup 2 and cup 3, during the meal, imrotza lishtos yishte, if you want to drink, you could drink. Ben shlishi lerevi'i lo yishte, but between the third and fourth, you should not drink. And we mentioned this in connection with the discussion about leaning, that if a person would forget to lean for the third cup, he would have to rely on the opinion of the Rav Yoh that in our time leaning is not absolutely required, because he doesn't have a choice, because to redo the third cup is a shaila of mosif, of adding improperly. Whereas if a person had this problem with the first two cups, you're allowed to drink between the second and the third cup during the meal, and he could just have in mind, if it's needed for the four cups, it's one of the four cups, and if not, it's casual drinking during the meal. Yashar koach, have a great day.